It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. Walking next to a creek near my home on a morning so cold that ice crystals dance in the air, the world seems silent, asleep. And then a brilliant melody pours forth like a breath of spring. The sound seems to come from the water itself. I step closer to the ice-lined creek, and a splash in the shallows reveals a stub-tailed, plump little bird whose dark coloring blends perfectly with the drab gray rocks. This is a dipper, or water ouzel, a year-round native of Montana's rushing, forested streams. Not only does the dipper brave the harsh winters, but this water-loving bird dares to sing on the coldest of days. Indeed, they even begin their courtship season in frigid February. In the late 1800s, conservationist and writer John Muir wrote enthusiastically about this denizen of waterfalls and rapids. "As for the weather," he wrote, "dark days and Sundays are the same to him. Indeed, no storm can be more violent than those of the waterfalls in the midst of which he delights to dwell. However dark and boisterous the weather, snowing, blowing, or cloudy, all the same he sings, and with never a note of sadness." What is so special about the dipper that allows this inconspicuous bird to plunge off the ice into freezing water and move beneath the surface in search of aquatic insects? When a dipper emerges from the water, its feathers appear mysteriously dry. That's because dippers waterproof their feathers with oil created by a preen gland that is 10 times the size of any other songbird's. Feather preening is an important part of a dipper's day. Beneath the 6,000-plus well-oiled outer feathers lies a layer of soft down. And that's not all. When you watch a dipper closely, you may see a milky white membrane flash across its eye when it blinks. This is a special device called a nictitating membrane. It's actually a third eyelid that works like goggles to protect dippers from the spray of waterfalls. A scaly flap folds over the dipper's nostrils to keep water out during its underwater forays. Look for dippers bobbing up and down as if performing an athletic series of deep knee bends. No one knows why dippers dip, but this action is their trademark, especially when people, predators, or other dippers approach. In winter, frozen over streams will force dippers to lower elevations. Greeno Park in downtown Missoula, for instance, offers excellent winter dipper viewing. Watching dippers and listening to their buoyant song ought to be handed out as a sure cure for the winter blues. This week's program was written by Deborah Ritchie Oberbillig. I'm Caroline Kurtz for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. You can find out about upcoming events and programs at the center by calling 327-0405 or visit us online at www.montananaturalist.org.